Let's discover where we're up to in the shy that we're doing first of Mishpat today, because we missed yesterday. So this is our first of Mishpat share. So let's discover where we are holding in the sugya, which we were discussing. We had this sugya of Rashi, which seems to say that if you eat a vegetable patch and it turns to its original state, you don't need to pay. But we clarified last week, it's not everywhere. Every time do we look at the pockets, if you go into Rashi. Because there's a Rashba that clarifies that it's limited to a certain scenario, the vegetable patch, which has a certain condition. And that we'll read the site again. Kasha, Makalikano, Shagama, Badam, Yochum, Itzah. How can you say you only look at the pocket? Lemaise, he took something worth or value away, past the undeveloped value. Which he took away. And now the answer, the Rashba answered, the reason why we don't look at what he taken away, we only look at the pockets, is because what he's taken away, the barley weren't interested in. They were only planting it in order to get to the end result. They never would have consumed the early stage vegetable development. They would never consume that. So therefore, you never affected that. What you did affect is the end result. So therefore, we just look at the pocket at the end of the day. Did you fit the pocket at the end of the day? Because that's what he was after. What he actually took away, the owner itself was not after. Because of that halacha, we made the difference, so to speak, in the two shilas. One where somebody burns down the house and there's insurance that automatically covers everything that was damaged. Where we say that seems to be that there was no loss at all, no moment of time, and you don't need to pay because the insurance will cover it. But the case where you damage one out of two stamps, you got a stamp which is worth a certain amount of money, 100,000, 500,000, whatever it is, another one's also 500,000, you damage one out of the two, and now by damaging one, the other one, which becomes rare, goes up in value, we don't say Rashi over there, because you don't say in that case, it's like a vegetable patch, because the vegetable patch holds points was is that the thing that you are attacking has no value to the owner in itself. It only has a value for end result. That was the vegetable patch. Hey, you can't say that by the stamp. He was actually auctioning off the stamp. The stamp which was damaged was intrinsically valuable at its present state, and therefore you have to pay according to the present value. Yeah. The only thing we added onto the stamp, the Engel from Nami, even with the Rashi, we don't look at the fact that you help uplift the rarity of the other stamp. But we look at the stamp you actually damaged. The question was, that we knew last week, was what's the value of the quest, what's the value of the stamp in question? Because, as the children points out, Shabul Nadir, when you have a rare stamp, Mulkan Mishnei Chalakin, it's made out of, the price is made out of two parts. Chalak al-Alef, Hashabi Aviti Shabul Steishakul. The intrinsic value of the stamp itself, and was made and created to be used on the envelope, which is only two shekel. And Mahabul Shabi Alef Dolev, and the fact that it has a value in the market because of its rarity, because people are chasing after it. That's not part of the stamp. That's part of the ability to use the stamp to get money out of other people. That has a value in it. Also, which may be $10 million. Yeah, so when you damage, you're damaging two things. You're damaging the intrinsic value, and you're damaging the ability that owners get money out of other people's bad pockets. So therefore, when you damage a stamp, but the Balim has now, because of your damage, you've now uplifted the Balim's other stamp, which remains to him to being extremely rare and extremely valuable. So you could say that as far as the stamp I damage, its value is only two shekels, and therefore I have to pay two shekels. As far as taking away his $5 million, well, now I've given his pockets the ability not just to get two lots of $5 million, which he had before. Now his pocket might be damaging one and remaining the other. His pocket's got ability to get $15 million. So therefore I never damage his pocket. So at the end of the day, pockets wise, I'm damaged. That is only two shekels. That was the clear of on whether it's a Zilshin. He said at the end, Tzarchin, whether we say such a thing, because you have to know, is it what's really called the intrinsic value of the stamp? Intrinsic value of the stamp is the only one that can be used as a well, now, especially now, since this stamp has gone out of circulation and you can't even put it on the envelope, maybe the now its intrinsic value is the fact that it can be used as a collected item and be sold on the market, and then the intrinsic value is not in pocket value, the intrinsic value of the actual stamp is actually $5 million, and that's what you pass. So therefore that was Sarkian. That was Sarkian to wait. You definitely, according to Rashi in this case, agrees you pay for what you actually damaged or not interested in the pocket being not affected. We look at the stamp itself. But now we don't have, we have two ways to look at what's the value of this stamp as per se it is. Only two shekels or no, because they can't even be used as an envelope anymore because it's so rare. Its intrinsic value is a collector's item and therefore you pay the $5 million which you damaged. And I don't care, he hasn't lost his pocket yet, the actual stamp is worth. Okay. Now, that's where we were holding last week. Let's now, you haven't missed anything, Mr. Boffin. You haven't missed anything, Mr. Boffin, so don't worry. Now, so we now look, come back to our Shiloh of the rare car or the expensive car that these young boys, Avrechim, young Avrechim, they were in charge of a camp. They're in charge of a camp, they're running a camp, and each one has their own duties at this summer camp, overlooking after the boys, yeah. And one of the boys, let's call him Reuven, has in his ownership a car, and he uses it for helping him make sure the camp runs smoothly, traveling back and forth to different places. And Shimon, his partner, also has a driver license, but it's not his car. So one of the scenarios which was asked the Mitzvahs of the Shana was that what happened was there's a certain deal, and a certain amount of members of the camp got stuck in a certain place, far away from base, and they needed to be rescued, so they be picked up. And Reuven, the owner of the car, said to Shimon, his shutters, I'd say, here's my keys, you can drive, you've got a license. Here's my keys, take it, go and pick up the boys. Go and pick up the boys. So Shimon goes and picks up the boys. On the way back, accident happens. Veers off the road, the car smashes up, on Shem, no one was injured, but the car is a write-off. And now Reuven and Shimon in front of the minister. And Reuven saying, you have to pay for my car. You have to pay for my car. You have to pay. And Shimon is saying, I've got insurance. Yes, Shimon said, you've got insurance. You've got insurance, so I don't need to pay. So what do we say? What do we hold? Yeah. This is not like the stamp case. It's like the fireplace. Yeah. And the house case. So what should we pass him? We should pass him such a scenario. Did he damage? According to Shimon's Rashi. Did he damage something that requires you now to pay money to compensate him for the damage, replacement money? Do you need any replacement money to be made over here in payment of damages? No, because as he was breaking the car, the insurance was filling up the car. And therefore there was never a moment in time from the beginning of causing a problem to your pocket. You never lost any money. Maybe the excess, yeah. Okay, the excess. So it's like much more than that. Much more than that. That's what should be results. Okay. That's how we understood the result by burning down their house. What's it been burning down the house and having insurance, or breaking the car and having insurance? That's how it is. So we're going to analyze it a bit further. I'm going to quote you, Rashi, again. I'm going to quote you, the Rashba, and you tell me, is there any slight nuance of difference between the two opinions? They agree with each other the way they learn the sugya, but is there any nuance of differences in their expressions? I quote Rashi. Hear Rashi very quickly. Heicha delo kalikana. In the case where there's not total destruction of the item which has been damaged. For example, the animal ate a vegetable patch. And that vegetable patch which was damaged will rejuvenate. But not to the same level. That is the case where it's not totally destroyed. There's a little destroyed. A little bit destroyed. And therefore you have to pay. You have to pay for that little bit. That's the loss of the brush. Because it doesn't recover totally. That's the loss of the brush. Now, here the Rashba. What's the Rashba say? Rashba says. Says, even the owners of the vegetable patch themselves, number two base, even the owners of the vegetable patch themselves would actually send their animals into the fields to eat the newly, early developing vegetable patch. They would actually, the owner himself would send his animals there to consume it. And of course, the vegetable patch, well, it won't be of trouble because it will actually rejuvenate and even be better than it was before. So therefore, that's the case of where it says there's not a total damage. It's not a total damage. Because even the owner would actually go ahead and get his vegetable patch consumed because the vegetable patch will rejuvenate, even be better than it would have been before. So what is the nuance of difference between Rashi and the Rashba explaining why it's not a total loss, it's a bit of loss. It's a bit of loss, it's a bit of a damage. You have to pay because it's a bit of a damage. So Rashi says it's a bit of a damage, and with Rashi is in his fashion, and Rashi says it's not a total loss because of the way an expression he said. Do you understand? Can you point out what's the nuance, the difference? Yes, Mr. Benvenisti.
Rashi says it's not a total loss because it's a bit of a damage.
Not taking the account of future doses, and both Rashi and Rashba don't hold the doses. They talk about the future. But Rashi, let me repeat in English, or Rashi says, you add the vegetable because it will not be able to rejuvenate to its original state. It will only rejuvenate to a bit less than its original. That's called the vegetable. That's Rashi. Rashba's translation was, it's not called a total damage, only called a bit of damage, a little bit of a damage, because the owner himself will have sent his own animals to partake of that undeveloped vegetable patch, because it's good for the owner, because by doing that, it will grow even to a better state than it ever was before. That's the Lashon HaRashi, that's the Lashon HaRashi is saying, what's the case of a bit of damage, a bit of damage. Yeah? So, you saw the before. But now you will. Okay. Yes, Mr. Goff, and then we're going to Mr. Harris. And so it happened. We only look at what happens. Okay. What you imagine what it was. Yeah. Okay.
Or value of protein, even in the middle. The middle comes that if he in the middle start to eat it, then he gets extra fat. In this case, we cannot ignore totally what's happened before fire.
So Mr. Goffman is saying, according to the Rambam, we do not necessarily at the end results. We look at even what happens in the beginning, because the owner would want to not say what.
Not lactosis.
Okay, so we have to understand what's this Rashba. If it's not lactosis, but like Rashi, what is he saying? Okay, well, Rashi, we know what Rashi is saying. Because we already have a chain Rashi. It's what really the Rashba is saying. What is really the Rashba? Rashba doesn't hold the tosis. Doesn't hold the window now. Look at the end. But nevertheless, he throws in this statement of describing abyssal damage when he says the owner himself would do it in order to make an improvement to the end result, because it would be actually better for the end result. If something gets good. Mr. Aaron's wanted to say something.
The problem is that
the Rashba says, according to the Rashba, eating it now makes the end result even better than it would ever be. It's like pruning a tree, and now it's going to bloom much better. That's one sense. So Yeshua is saying, Mr. Goffman, why, according to us, we still take into account what happened now, because the owner himself would have got the benefit of having lunch for his cows in the middle, and now he's lost the lunch for his cows. Okay, no, give me that. But he's explaining why he's giving a bit of meat to your logic. Now, we'll see, the Rashba is not so clear, and because it's not so clear, there's two ways to actually learn this Rashba. There's actually two ways to learn this Rashba. We'll see how the Achronim learn this Rashba. Very interesting ways they have. In Chedushei Harem, it's all this Rashba, and he says that this is how he learned this Rashba, step by step. He had to write four lines to explain one line of Rashba, so it must be a whole pshat he has to say. What was he saying? He says like this. If you look at number three, Mikala Kala, total destruction, Pirusha, when it's total destruction, it means Shemakala Hadova Ha'ikri, is when you've totally destroyed the main item over here. I showed you something. The whole point, the whole purpose of the owner having this item has been totally destroyed. That's called Makalakana. It's totally taken away, the whole tachlis of it. Abun Ochlebei Mayeret. If an animal, your animal, eats somebody else's vegetable, Terem Bobadu, before it develops. Vasod Tatsmiat Voyosiyov. And actually, now it produces in the field something even better than what it did before. This is not called total destruction. Why? Because that benefit which a person can get from that vegetable, unfed vegetable, of being able to eat his animal, Nesha to Elis Akifa is called a secondary benefit. The purpose of this owner of this field, when he plants the vegetable patch, is not to create lunch for his behemoth along the way. It's not his purpose. His purpose is he wants to have a crop, he can harvest it, sell it over. That's the main purpose of it. There's a secondary benefit that when he has this plan involved, agav, he can get a secondary benefit out of it by being able to have lunch, one of the days, lunch for his animals. They can go ahead and consume it because that's good for his main benefit in any case. Okay. So that's called a secondary benefit. The only part he's filled really to harvest it and sell it as human food, not for his animal. Animal benefit is a benefit, but there's only secondary benefits along the whole plan. Hilchah, therefore, when we look at what this animal has done, says the Rashba, this animal of Reuven's has destroyed destroyed, totally destroyed a secondary benefit of Shimon's. The secondary benefit of the omer. He hadn't destroyed the main benefit of the omer. He's only destroyed a secondary benefit of the omer. And the Mela, therefore, that's what the Rashba says, means a little damage. Little damage is not looking at the item, has it been partially consumed or totally consumed. We look at the omer, and we say, has the owner been damaged on his main purpose been damaged, or only a secondary benefit been damaged? If you tell me the main purpose of the either thing has been damaged, then you call that total destruction for the owner. If you say that it's only a secondary benefit which has been taken away from the owner, that's called a partial loss to the owner, and that's what means partial loss. Okay? So then he carries on. So therefore, what do you do? Hilchoch, so what do you do? Mishtalim ba'la hasadze lefi nizkin zahayne kama hoi lekech ba'la hasadze me ba'la ba'ema shioch lebeima shachas shosam ba'im. So therefore, your Admiral Reuven has taken totally away a secondary benefit from the owner. So now you have to pay. It doesn't matter if he's improved the primary benefit he's improved. I don't care. He's totally consumed the secondary benefit. And therefore, you have to pay for that secondary benefit. But it's not the value, like Toaster says, of what that secondary benefit is. And say, no, how much is he, can you sell it for? The secondary benefit you value according to the first, the owner himself, and ask him, how much is it worth to you what you've lost? He said, I've lost lunch today for my animal. Okay, so lunch, how much is lunch worth? It's worth $20. Okay, so therefore, even although you could take this sachas, which was consumed by the actual animal, and go to the shuk, and you could be able to sell to $50, but that's only when the sachas is a shuk market value, where we say, where people are out there, like a chila, for primary reasons, to buy such a shot. But since the owner doesn't look at it as a primary event, he only looks at it secondary value to be able to feed his annual lunch. You have to ask him, how much damage has he done? You can't look at the shuk. You ask him, for you, what is it worth? For me, it's worth lunch. What's lunch worth for you? $20. So therefore, you have to pay $20. So therefore, according to what they're saying in the Rashba, according to Zarashva, do we ever care about what the pocket says at the end? Meaning, before the animal came along, and you let the vegetable patch grow, it could create $1,000. Now that the animal came along and consumed that shachas, the vegetable patch regrew to $1,500. Is there any loss to his pockets? No, lost his pocket at all. According to Rashba, do you still pay? Yes, because we say, we're not getting you for the loss of the pocket, we're getting you for what? What you lost now. What do you take away now? What do you take away from the owner now? Lunch. Lunch, and therefore that you have to pay 20 points. Therefore, fundamentally, the Rashba argues with Rashi. According to Rashi, I never look at what happens now. I'm not interested in having that. I only look at what in the pocket says the end. The pocket hasn't been better even than fruit, of course you don't pay it. As according to the Rashba, the end, if you're okay at the end, you're okay at the end. Say that we still have to take into account in the middle. You have to also take into account the middle. And the middle has value for the owner because the owner would have used it for lunch. I haven't got the market value, but it's got value. And definitely you have to take the value according to what the owner reckons for it. If it's lunch, then you have to pay him $20. If it's nothing, nothing. If he would never use it for lunch, fine. But if he would himself use it for lunch, then they're not Kandami. You would pay $20. Okay.
I just feel like you owe me 500 shekels. I will go, even this African mission, do anything to your God, and you can do anything. Right now we are generating.
So I asked you very simply. You gave me no benefits because I was going to do it myself. You didn't do work in my field. You didn't, by your work, benefit me. Because anything you did, I would have done myself. Plus, I would have got lunch for my family.
I can play myself.
Yes,
he has to play.
No, not have to pay. He himself is a plant of fields, and he only has to pay for the value of the tree itself. So you did say, not for my labor, because I wouldn't have to pay any labor to do this.
I didn't know.
Don't pay for labor. Only maybe saving time. If you don't have to pay for No, because it's the same. It's the same. It's the same. Yes. You can't pay double for this. Doesn't matter. Okay. So that is the way that the aim led the Rashi. Now look at how Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein led the Rashi. And you'll see there's a big nafkah in halacha comes out. Look at that Chashuk Yechemet. He says like this. Kolova, he's looking at the Rashi. Rashi says, the only nafkah said that they were improving. Okay, what does he mean? Kolova. In a behema ochle shachas shall be answered. Get your calculators out here. If the animal, Reuben's animal, ate a undeveloped vegetable which is worth 1,000 shekels at this present state, 1,000 shekels. The Achim comes so full of Tzibur of it, our pious. And now it rejuvenated, and it's now worth 2,000 shekels. The final product is worth 2,000 shekels. No incentive. There's no incentive. He consumed a developing vegetable, it hasn't yet developed, which is at present market value today, 1,000 shekels. And it rejuvenated to a state of final price value, 2,000 shekels. Halfway through the story, haven't finished the story. The lulai shebeim ochla hashachas, if the animal would have not consumed that vegetable at all, and it would develop until its end result, then the end result would be worth 1,500 shekels. So if the animal would have been involved, it just grew naturally every day, if it got to its end result, it'd be worth 1,500 shekels. Okay. So the animal being there actually helped the crop to improve its final results, which is what the Rashi was talking about. The animal itself consumed actually helped when it originated to get an even greater value of vegetables. Because it was going to get 1,500 shekels, and yet because of the consumption, it got to 2,000 shekels. Now, but remember, what did the animal consume? He actually, the animal consumed a value of 1,000 shekels. Okay? So now, how to make the mathematics. Is there damage? Not damage? And if there is damage, what is the value of the damage? Everyone here? We've got three figures. 1,000 shekels, what he consumed. 1,500 shekels, what it would have been without the consumption. The 2,000 shekels, the mice is now because of the consumption. So now, did he damage? Did he not damage? And if you did damage, how to calculate this? In Rashi's eyes, he was going to get, just look at the end. He was going to get, at the end, what he's going to get? At the end? No, without the consumption. What did he get now? Did they have any loss in the pocket? No. So according to Rashi, did you pay anything? Okay. Now, comes along, understand, scenario. There is a payment. What is that cheshbon according to Rashba? How do you make the mathematics now? According to Rashba, there is a claim of damage, and what is the claim of damage? Thousand damage. Ah. Okay. Is everyone that agree to that? Okay. So let us see what the Rav Yitzchak Jerusalem explains. Nimsa Shabemas lo Hisku Elachamesh Me'al Shekel. So therefore he did damage, but he only damaged 500 shekels. Why did he only damage 500 shekels? Because not like Tosis at all. You see that I have asked you that Tosis at all. So what was he going to get? And what did he get now? Now? 2,000. So how much gain did he get? Did he get a loss or gain? He got a gain. How much gain? 500. So you gave me a gain of 500. Fine, you gave me a gain of 500. But what did you take away from me? What did you consume? 1,000. So 1,000, which you damaged. Fine, you owe me 1,000. But then you paid me by giving me an extra 500 on top of the end product. So therefore, 1,000 minus 500, the damage is only 500. But it's damage, but it's 500 damage. So according to the Rashba, you look at what you damage, but you also look at the end, not to work out what you damage like us. Rashi says, let's speak out. Rashi says, what you damage? Look at the end. Nothing at the end, no damage. Tosafot says, what do you damage? Don't look at the end. You only look at now what you damage. I don't care at the end. The end is nothing to do. Look at now. You damage 1,000, you pay 1,000. That's Tosafot. Rashi says, you look at now to work out what damage like Tosafot. You damage 1,000. But you also look at the end to see, have you made any payments on lieu on that damage? And if you did make a payment, you can now, Mikhail says, you can knock it off the damage with your own. So we see Rashba is taking in the beginning and the end. He's taking in to find out what you damaged, but he's also taking in the end to see if you made any payments on the damage. So, and that's Mishatan the Rashba says. That's Rashba meant that he improved it. Even if he improved it, there's still going to be a partial damage because a partial payment has only been made, not a total payment. Yes. Yes, yeah, it's 1,000.
Nothing more.
And, well, it doesn't even go back to the original. Okay. Okay. According to the Rashba, when he's measuring damages, what is he looking at? At the end or beginning, when he's measuring damages? He looks at what you damage. So how much do you damage in Mr. Bartman's case? 1,000. You only pay 1,000?
No.
Only for payments. Only about not for damage. So I didn't make payments. I damaged 1,000 without making any
payments. Right now, you got 500 next. Right now, you have 500 less.
Because you need. Yes, is that direct damage or dollar?
So right now, for somebody.
Why? Look back to the Tosis. Tosis says, you damage what you pay, what you damage, and at the end, you don't interest me. Why don't we interest me? He lost money in his pocket. Because of the problem, so Rashi says, for Ilkha's damages, I'm a Tosis guy. For Ilkha's damages, if you only look at what it can do now, any causative problems to your pocket, you can't come to me for claims of damages, because it's causative, grama, especially it's my animal, they haven't even got a dinner, they should mind to pay. For payments, on what I owe, I can even say I caused money to get into your pocket, and I can use that as payment. Payment has got not the same rules as damages. Damages, it's you that damage. Even Grom is you damage. But for Hills, for getting money out of your pockets, Grom is not good enough to say it's you. Grom is saying it's not enough direct for us to chayv you in the Torah. But it's definitely you that caused the damage. But with payment, there's no difference whether you make a payment, you sending a monkey. I'll give you Mr. Monkey, and you give this 100 shekel. I trained my monkey to deliver things. I give him 100 shekels, and he delivers it to the guy who owes money. Has he made a payment? Or God said, no, because I didn't give it with my hands. Therefore, I didn't make a payment. Did I make a payment 100 shekels to somebody? Reuben owes him money, 100 shekels, and he sends his monkey to deliver the 100 shekels. Has he made the payment? Does it mean he's saying, does he get the payment? Yeah. Did it come directly from Reuben's hands? It was only a cause by Reuben and he got budget. Yes, for payment purposes, we don't need direct hand Reuben to Shimon. Just causative payments, as long as it's he's the cause, then it's called a payment. For damages, to actually get money out of his pocket, he has to be the one damaging, or his money damaging in a direct fashion. So therefore, the Rashman says clearly, I'm in ill with damages, just look at what you did. Yeah, I'm like Texas. You ask somebody 1,000, you damage 1,000, you're now hired to take out of your pocket 1,000 to pay. But now you want to pay, you can pay in different forms and fashions. So therefore he says, look, I paid you 500 on account, hired by improving the one to cause an improvement to your 5,000, 1,500 to be 2,000. So I actually paid 500 on account, I'm the cause of that payment, so therefore knock off the bill I owe you, 1,000 must buy that, I will still owe you 500.
Maybe in the future. If suppose, look right now, put this out, and then depends this benefit or loss, he will pay attention or future or not.
Okay. So now, we've just got enough time to summarize the end of the Dinei Torah, to summarize them, all the cases. Let's summarize them. We have three opinions out there in the research. How to look and define what you damaged or what you haven't damaged and payments, all that. This is Rashi in the Rashbuk. So, we come to this case of the house burning down or the car breaking, where there's insurance. So he says, according to Rashi, we always look only at the pockets. If there's nothing, if everything is there, it's the pocket. So, according to Rashi, you look at the pocket. So, in case of insurance, of the house on fire and the car, is there any damage claim at all going to Rashi? What do you say? Is there any loss in the pocket? No loss in the pocket. Okay. Besides, you sit in the house or whatever you want to say. Yeah. Okay. So according to Rashi, that's the content. According to Tosis, I never look at your pockets. For anything. Any type of thing, I don't want to the value of the item you damage, so according to doses, what's going to be for the car, the fire in the house, what's going to be for the doses? You pay the market value of the item you destroy. I'm not interested if there's any side benefits afterwards. According to the Rashba, what does he hold? So we have two opinions in the Rashba. We have the opinion of the Ram. What the opinion of the Ram was, according to Rashba, what does the Rashba hold? Rashba is like Tosis or like Rashi, according to the Ram, basically. How do you measure damage, according to what's now in your pockets, according to what the first opinion that we learned today in the Rashba. What did he say? What did he say you look at? You look at both? He's Rashi and Tosis. He said, we look at if the damage at the end. We look at the end to see if there's any damage there. No damage there, you're okay. But you also look at the beginning. If there's any damage over it, whatever it is, we say vanish. But the value, obviously, will be if it's a secondary benefit. You only take the value of the secondary benefit damage. So going to Rashba, according to this way of learning Rashba, he says, like Mahmoud, he says, I have to if there's any damage anywhere, there's damage at the end or there's damage in the middle, you're going to have to pay. He's like the most marvelous system. I would like Rashi. That person means you're going to get you if you okay here. You're still going to have problems over here, or vice versa. You're going to have to pay. You have to make sure there's no damage either in what you're doing now or the end pockets. You have to have no damage anyway. Whereas according to the second opinion of Rashba, that's what should have happened, which we just learned. What does the Rashba learn? He Rashba learns measuring damage according to measuring damage. By Tosfos, what you're doing now. Maybe you can make a payment for later. Now, according to that, let's look at the house. The house on fire, and now there's bituch to cover it. What would the Rashba say in such a case? Do you pay? Is the damage or not damage? What do you say? There's damage. Both ways the Rashba you take into account Tosfos. Like Tosfos, what you're doing now, you damage. Yes. Okay. So, but the difference between the first Rashba and second Rashba is you ever take into account a payment which you cause. Do you take into account that there is a benefit? Or you only look at the damage and sell, and there's no payment. So according to the first way, Rashba, he's pure like toasters, there's damage, there's no payment, can't pay for the value of the house. But in second Shah Rashba, there is a damage, there is a payment due, but there's, if you cause some sort of payment gain, so then we take it, that there's a credit. That's right.
$1,000
damage right now. And then $2,000 gain. What would happen next? Right, okay. Into that for no one pays the socialist. Even the socialist. Okay. So the halacha is big mark locus in a case of insurance. Big mark locus are both here, whether it's called damages, bachal. And if it's damages, or is there damages and payments? There's three ways to learn. Damage, no damage at all, or there's damage plus payments. Big machlokas, poskim, and therefore, when it comes into the machlokas and poskim, we look at always where the money is. That's a lot of it. Okay, that's a good place to start. Stop over here. Shem will start a new shayla next week on the social media. Tomorrow we'll carry on as normal with our helpers. Start paying insurance only the excess.